It says that Shimon, when it comes now, Adar, to pay the Machsa Shekel, Shimon is allowed to pay the Shekel, the Machsa Shekel for Reuven. That's Mutter. Shrashi Shekel b'shviloi Shekel shuchai l'chol shana. L'kabona Sibur. There was a Chiv, his man of Beisimidi, to give the Machsa Shekel. He used to collect it in order that Rosh Chodesh Nisan to have the new money to buy the new Kabonis. So even though you have a Chiv to do it, Shimon has a right to give it for you. He has a right to pay it for you. All right, then. Right, another chiddush is uporeya es chayvoy. Who are then if Reuven owes somebody money, Shimon is allowed to come now and pay up that person that he owes. Reuven owes Yehuda $100. Shimon, that has a neder, is not allowed to give any enjoyment at all to Reuven. Is allowed to go to this third person Yehuda and pay up Reuven's chayv. We'll soon see why. L'chur is giving him enjoyment. L'chur has a tremendous enjoyment. No. Somebody goes and pays up your chayv. It's a end of enjoyment. Better than that. You want me to save $100 for pleasure? Guy pays up your debts. Right. Umach zlay avedosay. Who are then in the case that Reuven lost an aveda, lost something? The halacha is that this guy Shimon now, even though he has nisa neder, he's not allowed to give any enjoyment back to Reuven. He's allowed to give him back his aveda. Right. Giving back an aveda is not called giving him enjoyment, because lamais it's his own. It's Reuven's own property. I'm just giving it back to you. It's not called I'm giving you something new. So therefore, that's mutter. But let's say in a case when a person that has to work hard to return the aveda, usually the person pays for that. Then we say tipla no lehegdish. Then we say that money that you're supposed to get, you have to throw. You have to give it to hegdish because that's taker os iser hanor. Trashiv mokrish retan schar al turech hashvasa. When you have to, it's hard work to return the aveda. If you get paid for that. Tipos Rashi on the this money that you get paid from, in other words, Reuven has to pay you. Because if Reuven doesn't pay you, then he's gaining on the deal. But what do you do with this money? You have to give the money to Hegdish. Mudrim. Because here we're talking about a case that both have the Yisr, one can't have the enjoyment one from the other. So therefore, the one that he has to pay the Taschar Tircha. Because if he doesn't pay it, he'll gain on the deal. But the other one can't receive it, so he has to give it to Hegdish. That's what it says, the Mishnah in the Dorim. So Mark explains it now. I understand the first case, that even though these two people, Reuven and Shimon, they're also to have any enjoyment one from the other, one is not allowed to give the other one enjoyment. Still we say, if one wants to, he's allowed to pay the shekel, the machsa shekel, for the other one. Why? I tell you, mitzvah covered, because he's doing a mitzvah. Trashi Kloima. Mitzvah b'yalma kovet. He's only doing a mitzvah. V'yena ma'neil is this. It's not called I'm giving you hano. It's not called. Now that I pay for you your machsa shekel, it's not called I gave you money. It's called I'm doing a mitzvah for you. Shim lo shokel alov, lo hivse klum, sheyesh lo chelek b'kabonis. Because even if I wouldn't have given a machsa shekel for you, l'maisa, the kabonis that they bring, not the pshat that's only brought the korban sibur for the people that gave money for the machsa shekel. No. Everybody's supposed to give it. But the maitza now when Beis Din goes and brings a korban sibur every day, the korban atomid, havad it's brought the maitza for the okla Yisrael. So therefore this person, even if he wouldn't have paid the machsa shekel, he still would have received like a schus in the korban sibur. So the maitza, because you paid my shekel, I didn't have any direct hanor. The only direct hano I have is that a mitzvah was done for me. Mitzvah alav lehenes nitna. That's not called enjoyment one to the other, the fact that I did a mitzvah for you. And a proof is like this, the Tanam would learn like this. By the machsa shekel, termin ala ovid, vi ala govui, vi ala osid ligvois, that we collect the truma for the machsa shekel for the person that lost his machsa shekel. Vi ala govui means for people that are going to collect it. We are, that collected it already, but it didn't get to the base of Migdash yet. We are lost the league voice. We also for the people that will eventually play. So the Rashi does not torment as a lishcha b'sholosh kupis. When they used to bring the machsa shekel, they put into a special room the lishcha, and then they would take three baskets and make truma. I mean, takes three baskets full of this, full of the money. So it says when Beis Din made the truma, they took it. All of it. That means af al misha sholach shikle v'yavon. If somebody send the shekel, but it got lost and never received there yet. Still, Beis Din now has him in mind. V'yalagovui, if people that collected it, but Shadayin Le'giyakana didn't reach Yerushalayim yet. Still now when they make the truma, they have him in mind also. And also, v'yalosad ligvois. V'yafidu loy nigva. They didn't collect yet, li'acha mikan. Yeshla chelik b'truma v'kabonis. Still, even a person that like never will pay the machta shekel, still bezda now has him in mind. And he has a portion in the korban tzibur. Ela shechisa mitzvah. He's only missing that he did not do the complete mitzvah of giving a machta shekel. So nimsa schar ha-mitzvah ala noisein. Therefore, the schar ha-mitzvah is upon the one that gives it. Therefore, the one that's giving the money, the pshat is, he's doing a mitzvah. So it's not called, I'm giving the other person hanor. Fakir, the other person doesn't have any enjoyment better. It's not paying a machta shekel for Reuven. It's not the pshat like Reuven did the mitzvah. Shimon did the mitzvah. So it's like his own reward. Therefore, it's not called Shimon is giving hanor to Reuven. That's good. Also, even though Shimon has nisa neder, he's not allowed to give any enjoyment to Reuven. Still, if Reuven loses something, Shimon is allowed to return it to him. Why not me? Mitzvah covered. It's not called I'm giving you any enjoyment. I'm returning something that you lost. It was yours. You lost your hat, and I'm returning it to you. It's not called I'm giving you anything new. Just that Shimon now, by returning your hat, is doing a mitzvah. There's a mitzvah of Asher Vaseveda. So therefore, it's not cool that Shimon is giving any enjoyment to Reuven. So far, these two halachas are good, where even though there's nis and neder, one to the other, he's allowed to pay up the machta shekel for him, or he's allowed to return his aveda. Ela, but the middle case is a pella. Ela, pereya lo yeschayvai. It says if Reuven owes somebody $100, Shimon is allowed to go now and pay up that person. Shimon's allowed to pay the $100 for Reuven and give it to the malva, give it to Yehuda. That's what it says. That's a kasha. Why? He's saving him money. L'chura Shimon now is saving Reuven $100. Like this, Reuven owes Yehuda $100. Reuven's going to have to take out of his pocket $100 and pay Yehuda. So what does Shimon do now? Shimon goes fast and pays up Yehuda $100. So Shimon is saving Reuven $100. It's like Reuven is gaining $100 because of Shimon. So why is that mutter? They're mutter hanor here. Shimon is not allowed to give any enjoyment to Reuven. Reuven can't receive any enjoyment from Shimon. Hilcha Reuven is called enjoying, is receiving enjoyment from Shimon. So why is the mutter? So Rashi Mishtar Shilei means Mavichai. I'm making a gain for you. I'm letting you gain $100. So why is the mutter? So this Gemara says Amar Rav Ishia Hamani Chonanhi. That Mishnah in the Durham goes according to Chonan. That Chonan says, Vayasa now Mishnah over here, the Omar Ibed Es Moisov. In such a case, if I pay money for you, so the Pshat is, I'm like really losing my money. In other words, you don't have to pay me back anymore. If you want, you don't have to pay me back. If I go and pay up your loan, you borrowed $100 from somebody, and I'm nice to you now, and I go to that person and say, here's the $100 he owes you. So according to Chanan, I have no right to go back to you and ask you for the money back. That's the case of the Mishnah. If somebody was nice, right, to your wife, and fed your wife when the husband went away, and now when the husband comes back, this man says, give me back the money I spent on your wife. Chanan says, nothing doing. I didn't ask you to give me the money. You gave it on your own. It's like a present, right? You can't get it back from me. So therefore, according to Chanan, it's not called like I gave you a gain. Not cool, the money came from me. What I did was, I paid up the third person. But it's not cool, like, if the pshat is that I have a right to go to you and say, you have to pay me back the money now, and I say, nothing doing, keep the money, that's called I'm giving you $100. But over here, since when I pay up the money, I can't ask you to pay it back for me, so since I can't ask you to pay it back for me, it's not cool, like I'm giving you enjoyment. Rashi says, Chonani, this mission in the Durham goes like Chonan, the Yomar Ibed Moisov, Zeshe Pinishas Eshes Chaveroi, if somebody supports his friend's wife, Finiskav and the Shem Halvor, he had in mind to pay her, like to lend her the money, and he had in mind that the husband should pay her back later. Still, Chonan says, nothing doing, the husband doesn't have to pay her back. And the person can't come to the husband and say, listen, I paid up your loan, pay me. Nothing doing. So we're here also. V'hu adinami l'chol chayv sholov. V'yomad chaveru paroi. If somebody paid up your loan, v'zeh loyom aloy halveni, and I didn't ask you to pay it up for me, is then a chayv l'klum, I don't owe you anything. V'chivon dilu paru l'shem alvo. Lav alvohi, since if it paid off the money l'shem alvo, it's not called money, it's kibora nam l'shem mechila, lav mi diyovle. Even though now I'm paying up the money, and I have in mind now not to ask the money back from you, so really I want to do you a favor and pay you off the money, still it's not called the money is coming from me to you. Since if I wanted to ask you for the money, I can't ask the money back from you, so therefore it's not called like there's a chayv, like I owe you, you owe me the money. So since you do not owe me the money back, that I free you from paying it, it's not called I gave you enjoyment. So that's Pshat, this mission in the Dharma goes according to Chanan. For Rav Amar, Rav says no. For Rav Amar, Afilu Teimer Rabbanan. Even if you want to say that mission in the Dorim goes according to Rabbanan, I'll tell you, Hocha v'mayaskinon shelovo amanas shelo lefroya. Here we're talking about a case where when Reuven borrowed money, he lent money amanas. He had a good malva there. He borrowed the money on a tanai that I don't have to pay it back to you. Guy did him a favor. Like, I'll give you money if you want to pay me back. Okay. If you don't want to pay me back, not to pay me back. Good, how far? That's the case we're talking about. Shalov al-manah shalai lefroya. He borrowed the money, he didn't have to pay it back. So therefore, now that the Shimon goes and pays back your havor, it's not cool that Shimon gave you the money. It's not cool like you would have lost the money anyway, because you didn't have to pay it back. So since you didn't have to pay it back, it's not cool like Shimon is giving you again. So therefore, even according to the Rabbanin of our Mishnah, that Mishnah Dharm is good. It's more said like this now. It's good Rav is less teretz. Did not like Rav Oishia's teretz, it goes according to Chanan, to Mukum Lok Rabbanin. Because Rav would rather say that Stam Mishnah Dharm goes according to our Rabbanin. Like usually we paskin like the Rabbanin. So it's better to say the Stam Mishnah in the Dharm goes like our Rabbanin over here. Therefore, it's good Rav is teretz that Mishnah in the Dharm that says Shimon is allowed to pay up Reuven's chayiv is where Reuven did not have an obligation to pay it up. He wasn't mechuyiv to pay back the money. Therefore, when Shimon pays back the money for him, it's not called like Shimon gave him $100. Ela Rav Oishia, but according to Rav Oishia, my time aloyama karava. Why did Rav Oishia have to answer that the Mishnah in the Dorim goes like Chonan, like a Yochid? Why didn't he rather say this teretz of Rava, that even according to Rabbanin, which is type of a loan, that he did not have to pay back? Is Omaloch Rav Oishia? Rav Oishia says like this. He diano leslay no. That terrace like yours is not a good terrace. Even though he doesn't have any real enjoyment from it. In other words, Reuven borrowed money from somebody, and he doesn't have an obligation to pay it back. He borrowed the money like a free loan. Come on, I have free loan. If you want to, pay me back. If you don't want to, you don't have to. Now Shimon, the one that's not allowed to give Reuven any enjoyment, want to pay back that chayv. So you want to tell me, Nehi diano leslay. Not considered that Shimon gave any direct enjoyment to Reuven, because Reuven didn't have such a gain from you. Because if Reuven wanted to, he didn't have to pay it back anyway. But I call upon him.